Next list of questions, we have a question regarding coffee. So which coffee is fine to be used on Pesach? So any unflavored and non-decaffeinated, so straight caffeinated coffee, regular coffee, that has not been flavored, that's either whole bean or ground, one could assume is chametz-free. It obviously is better to get it with hashgacha for Pesach, but one could assume that there is no issue halachically on these products. Additionally, there are several brands that, even if they are instant, the OU says are fine. Those would include Taster's Choice, which only the regular, not the decaf, and only the unflavored. Now, French roast is not a flavor. It just means a darker roast, so that'll be fine. So the Taster's Choice brand of instant coffee, that's not flavored and not decaffeinated, is fine. Starbucks Via, same thing. As long as it's not decaffeinated or flavored, that is fine as well. And the one product that, even if it's decaffeinated, is fine, is the Folgers Instant. So both regular and decaf are okay to be used on Pesach. Someone asked regarding almond flour. So the almond flour in Costco, the Costco brand that's known to be chametz free. In general, almond flour is typically not an issue, but it's better to get with hashgacha for Pesach. If someone does not have that option, it's worth asking a Shiloh. Depending on the brand, you could do more research and find that it is indeed free of chametz concerns. Baby food, unfortunately, is made on equipment with heat that makes a lot of baby food with oatmeal or oats, and it could have serious chametz issues. And therefore, although in the years past there were brands that were known to be chametz free, today in 2024, all the hashgacha agencies are only recommending baby food that has a kosher for Pesach. And that's talking about the food in the jars regarding formula. So that, for the most part, in the United States, there is no concern for chametz in the formula, but it's better to check. Obviously, we're dealing with babies, and if that's what they eat, then at some point, that's what you're going to give them. But if you're going shopping, better to check the OU website. I think there's a list of 30 or 40 brands that are known to be chametz-free. There is kitnia, so don't spill it into your food because you don't want to eat it on Pesach, but there's no real chametz concern on most of these brands. Obviously, do not starve your baby while looking it up. So look it up before Pesach, and that's the best way to do it. A few other items regarding Pedialyte. So Pedialyte, the OU says, is not a concern for chametz. Now, it doesn't mean you should be drinking it at the Seder. It means that there's no chametz concern. There is a kidneyous concern, but it's not produced on a level that's OU certified kosher LePesach. So the best thing to do is to keep it in the house. You don't have to sell it. Keep it in the house. And if someone gets dehydrated over Pesach, that's the best option, because that is known to be chametz free. If that is not available, so this is just coming from conversations in previous years, Powerade is known to be chametz free as well. There is kidneyous, there's corn syrup in the Powerade, but there is no chametz. And if a person is dehydrated, they could take that. So I would also recommend purchasing it before Pesach. That way you have it in the house, because most of your neighbors are not going to have Powerade on Pesach. So if someone has an elderly parent or a pregnant woman, someone who gets dehydrated often, so make sure you have that in the house, and you could use that on Pesach when needed. Okay, we'll continue a different time.